Blog Talk Radio.
To all my street soldiers out there, you gotta stop destroying our own community. Ain't nothing wrong with you ride or die for your nation, cause I'm almighty vice lord for life. But my enemy ain't no GD. My enemy is that blonde haired, blue eyed, hook nosed, buttermilk complexion, goddamn white man who's seeking to destroy you and me. My intricate fault sign hide the man, and your mama and your daddy are my biggest fan. So sit the fuck back and enjoy the ride as I holler vice lord and throw up to fire. It's almighty in the motherfucking house, and your punk ass crackers better watch your mouth, cause I might just snap, crackle and pop, and make one of you motherfucking crackers drop. For the shot flows through my soul, it's ride or die for that black and gold. My fingers on the trigger and I'm ready to pop. Fuck CPD and all the rest of you cops. Journey with me as I do my lower dance and slap a crack and make him shit in his pants. The revolution's here and you know I'm ready. It's the big chief with a gat and a machete.
Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing less. Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Keep on writing to my very last breath.
Pan-African, black national, original. Feel the wrath of a double-edged sword. Here we go. Don't know the truth is under our eyes and nose. And how you gonna see it when your eyes are closed? Study it all I can grasp, written vibes and flow. Information is the force that brings power to the people. Listen comfortable when your rights ain't equal. Follow spirit, God's law, pray. Use your mental.
Organization and inspiration is the elements we need to build an African nation.
My brothers, my cousins, my baby, my mama. Unified from streets of Babylon to the coast of Ghana. When we meet in the peace, they wanna host the drama. Yo, you sow what you reap, so a toast of karma. Can't be scared to keep it raw, lyrics like these. To the last breath, I'll fight for the future of my seed.
Give me liberty or give me death. Give me death. Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on writing to my very last breath.
A rebel with a course, of course, affects all but falls unless he uses the useless sword. Preaching people living hard and teaching it even the odds by seeing all the odds is even. You can try to beat them with your suit and tie. Speaking proper English, you living a lie. Playing off the word master hard. They want you to master your credit so you can get a MasterCard. Go to college, get your master's. Golf in the master's. Pledge allegiance to bastards. That's it to harass us. And if that wasn't enough, the police kicking in our doors and just blast us and cover it up. It's corrupt. But what are you doing to stop them? But making them rich when it's part of the problem. I counter the willingness curse with each verse. I take freedom of the hurt, whichever comes first.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on writing to my very last breath.
Breath.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on writing to my very last breath. Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death.
I keep on writing to my very last breath.
Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Almighty African Lion Radio Show with your host and national spokesman, Chief Kamara. Tonight's topic is when life knocks you down, always look up, because when you look up, you can get up. When life knocks you down, always look up, because when you look up, you can get up. So I'm going to turn the floor over to Brother Abdullah. Brother Abdullah speaking. And after Abdullah speaks, we're gonna have Official, then Chief Snoop. come on and speak, and then Prince Nunu, then I'll come on with the address. And so let's go to Brother Abdullah. You got the floor, brother.
Almighty blessing goes to the world, blow. I'd like to say palms up to your brothers and sisters who's online. Hope everybody having a wonderful day. Encouraged and ready to hear a positive message from the brother, Chief Kamar Almighty.
Life for me, pretty much life for me, it was messed up coming up, you know. I seen a lot, you know, for us, you know, my mother cheating on my father cheating
hey,
on my mother.
Pardon the body, Fish. I just unmuted your line. We got, can you start over the brothers and sisters in here? Because your line was muted. Just open up your line, so you can go ahead and speak now. Yeah.
Okay, I got the phone now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, palms up, everybody. My name is Lord Official, the spokesman of Georgia. You know, the voice of our beloved Chief Kamara. And like I was saying, though, you know, the thing, I like this topic that they about the when life knocks you down and you keep looking up. You know, life knocked me down before. You know, as a jit coming up, you know, I'm talking my early ages. You know what I'm saying? I can remember my father and my mother, you know, being on drugs my whole life. You know, I can remember them being married, but they was cheating on each other. You know, drugs, you know, from people selling dope to my mother, and she having sex for drugs, or my father just doing some fuck shit, you know. Excuse my language, but, I mean, I'm just saying, what I done seen, bro, you know, it wasn't no future for me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't never have no silver spoon in my mouth, you know what I'm saying, coming up. All the new Jordans or bicycles when people was on Christmas, all the kids ride bicycles. I always had to wait to income tax to get my toys, and then I can ride around and play with the kids, you know. But my clothes wasn't never name brand. I was too young to get out there and try to make a hustle for myself. So then I started trying to get stuff on my own because I got tired of being down. So the man in me, I got up. I said, man, you know, I won't let my father and what he done affect me. You know, much respect to my mother. She my queen no matter whatever she done. You know, I respected her. You know, I always just took hatred side towards my father. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, man, what kind of man will allow this shit to happen to your family? So, you know, the man in me, I got myself up. And I started trying to help my mother. Any nigga that try to bring that shit around, I'm big enough now. Nigga, don't bring that shit to my mama. You know, I started whooping niggas' asses for us, you know, burning niggas. So, you know what I'm saying? It got to the point where I was trying to handle business. You know what I'm saying? Make a long story short, my mother got locked up. She got 8 years in prison. She got out. She been clean ever since. My daddy got 10 years in prison. But, you know, he been on it. He's still on it to this day. You know, he still smoke. You know? I started hustling. You know, I thought that was the way to make money. I made a good living off of it. You know, but, you know, when you hustling, though, you know, it brings all kinds of stuff for us. Robbers, snitches, haters, fake bitches that turn to snitches or haters or whatever. You know, I mean, I dealt with all of it. You know, I got locked up. I almost got 40 years behind $20. You know, it wasn't about the $20, by my respect, by the nigga saying he wasn't going to pay me. But, you know, I shot two people, wind up getting me locked up. I had a daughter, my middle child. She was on the way, you know. I wind up getting locked up for shooting them two people. So the judge, you know, they try to get me to cock a plea. Well, not the judge, but the DA don't try to get me to cock a plea for 10 years. But I told them, hell no, you know, I'm a wag it. They wind up trying to take, well, they took me to trial. I almost had 40 years, you know what I'm saying? But by the grace of God and Allah, you know, which is Allah, you know, I beat it. I mean, I beat it. You feel me? I mean, I beat it. I did time, but I beat that charge, though. You know what I'm saying? And then for a lot of brothers who down, you know what I'm saying, man, don't look. I mean, even though you down, man, if you keep looking up, you ain't got no choice but to go up. But if you keep looking down, you're going to find yourself in a fucked up situation, you know? And then sometimes you can hang around people that can motivate you, which I started doing. I found people who can motivate me to help me get on the path that they on. You know, they smile when they even in bad situations because they know one day that they're going to come up. So it helped me out. Like, damn, man, you can smile when you're going through this, bro. And you ain't even, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're going through way more shit than I am. And, you know, that made me put a smile on my face. So I said, man, you know what? I'm going through hard times and tribulations, but I know one day I'm going to make it, bro. And I'm not going to give up. You know what I'm saying? And that's the message for me to y'all today, you know. And that pretty much sums it up for me, man. And I like to turn the floor over to my beloved brother Chief Snoop, man.
Oh, man. Hey, pardon the body. I wanted to make sure Houdini, Chief Houdini, got to speak. Is he around you? Because I don't see his number.
He just pardon the body, Chief Kamar. He just left the goal. Our goal just ended. You know, we had the brothers. We've been rotating all day, and the goal just ended. So. A lot of brothers on the way back home. I don't know if Chief Houdini on the line or I don't know. I just know he just left my house though.
Okay. Well, we'll go to Chief Snoop, and if Chief Houdini, if you're on the line, hit one on your phone so I can know to key you in so you can speak. If we got Chief Houdini on the phone, so hit one on your line. So that let me know that you're in queue to speak. But let's turn over to our great brother, a great friend, you know, a dynamic brother. Let's go to Chief Snoop. And we also got Chief Rico, and we got Prince Nunu also to chime in on the subject. So so let's go to our brother, Chief Snoop. Chief Snoop, you got the floor.
Almighty, palms up, my beloved brothers and sisters. It's an honor and pleasure to be here again. On this conference call, I truly enjoy it, and I enjoy and I love all my brothers and sisters for taking a little small amount of time out of their week to be on this conference call. I guess I speak. The topic is when life knocks you down, you got to keep looking up. And I want to say first and foremost, you know, each and every one of us on this conference call have had our spouts in life where we got knocked down, you know. And you can always look at a man or a woman, and they problems was a little harder than yours. And you know, some kind of way they put their first foot forward, and they made an effort, and they came up out of it. I feel like, you know, I've been down, I've been incarcerated for 14 years straight now. And, you know, I feel like this is my most darkest moment, in a sense, because I'm away from my family and my loved ones and my brothers and my sisters, you know. So, you know, it's kind of, it's rough, right? But you want to talk about looking up. Man, if I hadn't went through the trial and tribulations that I've been through, I wouldn't be the man, I wouldn't be the brother that I am today. You know, so although you know, we have bumps and our potholes in the road, you know, where we fall. It's not about you falling. It's about when you get up, what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I just want to say that no matter what nobody's going through, you know, like the old saying say, it get greater later. And I feel like, you know, the African, the royal African blood that runs through each and every one of our veins, you know, it gives us advantage. And because we're warriors, you know, we're warriors. So, you know, we fall and we get up, you know. And it's not about falling, because everybody gonna fall. And we go, some of us gonna fall double than the next man or the next woman, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't about when you fall, it's about when you get up. You know what I'm saying? And where you going, what you gonna do different, how did you fall? You know what I'm saying? It's not about if you're going to fall, because we all going to fall. Life's going to knock us down. Life's going to knock us down. And we could be at our highest moment or wherever. You got to expect it. You got, like they say, you got to, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You got to expect, you know, when the bumps and the bruises come. You know what I'm saying? And you got to, you know, you got to be a man or a woman, and you have to chart your route to take from that fall. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say, you know, I know everybody go through the ringer at some point in time in their life. It's just, you know, all of us on this line right now, all of us done hit the ground hard. You know what I'm saying? But look where we at now. Look where we at now, and look what we're trying to accomplish. Look what we're going to accomplish. We finna make history. We're going to make history in the nation. We're going to make history for this name, this AVLN. We're going to make history. So, you know, no matter how hard any of us have hit the ground or life has knocked us down, look where we at now and look where we going. And with that being said, I want to say almighty, and I love each and every one of you guys. And y'all can call me anytime. I love to hear from you. It's a lot of brothers that be calling me. I talk to a lot of the brothers every day, and it's just really, it's an honor to me. It's an honor to me to know that I got love from my brothers, and they're on the street, and I could call them with whatever. They could call me and vent. I could call them and vent, and, you know, it's just love, and I love you brothers and sisters, and I'm here. However I can assist you, I'm here. Almighty. I turn the floor over. Chief Kamara, did you see
somebody can try to hit him up to see where he's at. We can bring him in. All right, let's bring in our brother Chief Rico out of Mississippi. You know, brother did 22 years in the penitentiary as a young man. He's a good brother, Rico, down in Mississippi. Brother Rico, you got the floor, bro.
Palms up to the great body. Yeah, palms up to the great body, bro. It's almighty, bro, from the head to the body. And I must say, you know, this is always a blessing, bro, to be alive first and foremost, and to have, you know, the function and the foundation of being able to see our life situation on the uprise, and, you know, to know the struggle that we have came from through the generations of our ancestors, and, you know, the lifestyles of our profiles, you know, and now to, you know, be able to get a grip and not slip, you know, into the vain glory or the vain stories of many of those that have failed victim and many of those that have chose otherwise, you know, the path that was self-destructive and, you know, the motive that was downplayed and, you know, that wasn't a part of uniting or uplifting, you know, our families, ourselves, our communities, you know, or, you know, our motherhood, you know, our brother, our fatherhood. You know, this right here has been a very valuable moment in life when you look at the transition of, you know, yourself from a caterpillar to a butterfly and you being able to see, you know, the deepest and darkest nights that we all experience and, you know, all in depth of our life expectancies that, you know, that gave us these twists and turns. But, you know, I can say from my life experience, bro, and starting, I'm talking about as a youngster, you know what I'm saying, being ignorant, you know, being blind and, you know, being out of control or whatever, you know, I had to learn self-discipline. I had to learn self-improvement, you know, for my self-development. And, you know, despite, you know what I'm saying, all the wears and tears, you know, I was blessed to see the brighter future and the brighter success that have gave me, you know what I'm saying, the third eye that has been opened now, you know, by the blessing of our almighty creator, who we know as being the gatherer and the protector, you know, of our livelihood, our soul, you know, the thing that gives us the concept of being about black and gold. We know at this point, like I say, you know, life is so damaging and destructive now to where, you know, a lot of us didn't make it. You know, a lot of us, you know, wasn't as fortunate, you know, but yet to be striving, that gives us that ultimate beauty and glory and strength to represent, you know, not just for us, but our future. And, you know, with a vision, you know, I feel as though we can see ourselves far and beyond our past, and we can continue to move, you know, for a greater prosperity, you know, in the best interest and for the best integrity, you know, that we all deserve and that we all serve according to our royal badge of honor. I must say, you know, every day ain't easy. You know, life itself ain't as simple as it seems, you know, but yet to get a grip and not slip into the walls of Jericho, or not to, you know, end up in the artworks of Babylon, you know, you really can find yourself, you know, in the highest sense of direction and in the highest sense of development. And, you know, with that, you know, you become the architect of, you know, how you see yourself, your son, your daughter, your future, your grandkids, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us have grandkids that, you know, we can actually, you know, say that we land our pavement for now, you know, that we actually sacrificing for now, you know, and, you know, it ain't just about us no more, you know what I'm saying? And I know in a large sense when a lot of us, you know, brothers and sisters was just, you know, being a part of our selfish and personal motives, you know, we didn't have that real self-awareness of, you know, thinking for our future or being for our future. You know, it was just every day, you know, living day for day, however it turned out, you know. But to see this honor, this glory, and this beauty and strength of the Almighty itself, you know, being a blessing to still be alive and, you know, experience all the life experiences we have had, I feel as though now, you know, it's a greater and far horizon that we all supposed to be reaching towards. And as long as we continue to see ourselves in the reflection and representation of, you know, the Almighty, and we stay in our highest self of spiritual growth, you know what I'm saying, and remain in God's country, you know, everything else shall prosper in the act of our decisions or our determination. So, you know, I encourage each and every, and, you know, I advise each and every, you know, to always, you know, give your best, do your best, and make the best of yourself so that your future can be a lot brighter in comparison to the past. So, you know, with that, I don't want to just hold much time, but I must say, from an inspiration, you know, I'm always blessed and grateful to be privileged among this type of body function. And, you know, I extend my greetings, and I'm always open and available for the love in return when it comes to this brotherhood, motherhood, fatherhood, sisterhood, nation. So, you know, I give all praise to the Almighty, bro. And, you know, it's love.
Thank you very much. Hey, thank you very much, Brother Rico. This is our Brother Rico, Chief Rico, down in Mississippi, you know, and he's done 22 years in the belly of that beast. So I want to bring you back on, Rico, but I want to bring a special brother on, Brother Prince Nunu. He's on, and he's always a delight and treat. You know, I met him years ago. He's gifted. And, you know, I just wanted to just want to, you know, bring him on. And after he comes on, and Noodle, after you finish, you can just introduce me, and I'll go on with the subject. So, and we got a great listening, a brother who inspired me. Our brother Raheem Justice Ill, Minister Rico, is listening. He didn't want to comment. He may comment later, but he's just listening to the show. So, Noodle, you got the floor, and you know, we look forward to hearing what you have to say. Let's bring on our brother, Prince Nuno.
Peace. Peace.
Peace, brother.
Oh, peace and love, man. Almighty, palms up. Palms up, palms up, almighty. It's an honor to be here to speak to my beloved brothers and sisters, if sisters on the line. But I think the title for the show, the topic for the show is very important. You know, when life knocks you down, you know, how do you handle it? Life itself is pressure. You know, this is what life is. And pressure is a privilege. And the more that we go through and the more we're able to look through it, the more strong you're able to survive or live through the pressure is what makes you stronger. That mind over matter quote that a lot of brothers say is very important, because in matter or in the physical reality, you're going to go through challenges. Even in the allegorical story of in Babylon in the biblical scripts or whatever, when the Most High Allah was telling the people to look forward, to move forward, and the sister looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. The story is definitely important because it's trying to let you know if you stay in the past, you stay stagnant. Life is about moving forward. And we know this because when we go through challenges and we go through changes, it affects our mood swings. And mood swings are emotions, and emotions are electrical impulses. And electrical impulses come and go. No one feels the same all the time. You might feel one way one day and feel another way the next day, which lets you know it's just elusive. It's not real. So the challenges that we go through, the longer that you're able to stay here and live through it, the more stronger you become. So pressure is a privilege. We must also understand that yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery. What's important is now. So every day you get a chance to live and every day you get a chance to breathe, you have the opportunity to change your situation regardless of what's going on. You got one brother that spent 22 years in the cells or in the belly of the beast of the Euro, and he's still here today, and he still seems like he's sane, and he's still here today to talk and have a civil conversation. That's the power of mind over matter. So we all go through challenges, but it's one thing that's destined for all of us. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're white, black, rich, poor, whatever, and at the end of the day, we're going to go to the same place, the grave. So what's important is making the best decisions right now while living. Now is the most important thing. So we're going to go through challenges, but always remember that these challenges are phases. It's just a phase. And when you understand it's a phase, you can look forward to getting back up. There's nothing that can hold you. The black man been here for almost 2.5 million years, and I'm talking about from the oldest part of the homogeneous family that we know as Homo habilis, which is the handyman, to modern-day Homo sapiens sapiens, organized 200,000 years ago in Southeast Africa. So challenge has always been here. Natural selection and evolution is very important because it allows us to develop to what we are, you know what I'm saying, based off pressure. This is the power of natural selection. The longer you're able to stay around, the longer you're able to adjust and extend your tissue, your human tissue, through reproduction to allow the next generation to survive. And this is what life is about. Challenges is going to occur. It's going to happen. But always remember, it's just a phase. Power is mind over matter. You know, you went through something 4 years ago. And then if you go back and look at it today, you look at it like, damn, that wasn't that. You feel me? But 4 years ago, you thought it was the most grotesque, destructive situation that you was in, and you couldn't even get out of it. But then you go back and look at it today, you say, that shit easy. Because pressure is a privilege, you know. So the power of mind is very important. And understanding who you are. You are one with Allah. You shouldn't separate yourself from Allah. Allah is a universal consciousness or divine and super intelligence that permeates through all matter. And when you realize that you are God having a human experience, which we all are collectively, and we're all part of one collective consciousness, tap into that. It is nothing that can destroy you. Iblis or Shaitan is your lower self. And we can't get caught up in that because those things come and go. You know, your desires, your griefs, your lusts, you know, the feeling of I'm not this, I'm not that. You're everything because you're alive. That's the most important gift. In the Quran, it says, when Allah say, be it is. And ancient Kemet, Nebuchadnezzar created himself out of nowhere, out of nothingness, and formed himself into continuous strands of matter, and began to form the first state of light, that we know is Kepler, which is existence. So existence is the most important thing. So as long as you're alive, you always got a choice or a chance. You got a choice to make healthy decisions, and you got a chance to make, you know, better decisions. But always remember, it's just a phase, and that's the most important thing. And I'll close it with this, and that's what I'm going to say, and I want to open up the honorable and a beloved dear brother to me, Chief Sanjeta Kader Kamara.
Man, thank you. Thank you, Prince Nunu. I appreciate that, and it's an honor to know you. And you're deep, articulate. You know, you're a giant, and I want you to continue to walk in that path because people need to hear from you. And I want to greet all you, my brothers and sisters, greet you palms up. And I just want to give homage to my ancestors. I want to give homage to those who came before me. I give homage to Sunjata Keita. I give honor to Kanku Musa. I give honor to Shaka Zulu. I give honor to Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser. I give honor to the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey and Malcolm X and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I give honor to those who brought this teaching to the West, the Right Excellent, the Most Honorable Pepolo, Edward Pepolo Perry. I give honors to all those, Alfonso and Calloway, and all those brothers who started this demonstration and got us on the path. If it wasn't for them, I was lost. And I give honor to a man that has been like a father to me. That man is Minister Rico to Raheem Justice Hill. And he always gives me good guidance, always gives me wise counsel. And it's the honor to be your national spokesman. And I just want to go briefly into a topic. When life knocks you down, always look up. Because when you look up, you can get up. As a young man, I was in an alternative school, and I began to hear Les Brown. This is who taught me this. And I suggest everybody, you know, get Les Brown's tapes. The man is a motivator. Because sometimes when life knocks us down, we let it destroy us. See, things can happen to you. Things can happen around you. But all that really matters is what happens inside you. Oftentimes we let things happen that are tragedies that conquer us. Sometimes women, a man takes you to a traumatic experience and you begin to hate all men. You begin to be bitter and callous and cold. Then you find yourself getting into lesbianism. So you let that one experience or experiences that you allow yourself to get into, because people treat you the way you want to be treated. So it knocks you down, and now you got your heart set that all men are no good. As men, we have a woman that may treat us bad. We let her knock us down and break our heart, and now all women are bitches and hoes and thots, and we don't respect our women because we had a bad experience. And so when you go into a new relationship, you're toxic now. Because white supremacy has us against us. It's knocked us down on our behinds. We have to pick ourselves up and begin to learn that life is what you make it. Life is what you make out of it. You cannot let it knock you down. If you look up and aspire for greatness, you can overcome that obstacle. Malcolm X was knocked down. As a young boy, Malcolm was sharp. Malcolm was articulate. Malcolm was gifted. He was in an all-white school. And he was even the president of his class. One day they asked the students, what you want to be? What you want to be, Tommy? Well, I want to be a doctor. Oh, Tommy, that could be, you know, you definitely can do it, Tommy. Billy, what do you want to be? Oh, yeah, I want to be a president. Billy, you can do whatever you want to in your life. Billy, you can do it. You can make it. Malcolm, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be a lawyer. Malcolm, you're a nigger. You can't be a lawyer. You could be a carpenter, but Malcolm, let's be realistic. That's not a realistic goal for a nigga. You see? And so it broke Malcolm's heart. He said, I can't be a lawyer, then the hell with it. So in eighth grade, he dropped out of school. And he began to get in trouble. He became a pimp. He became a dope pusher. You see? He let that reality, I mean, that white man's perception become his reality. And that's what happens to many. The school system are killing us. Because they tear us down. This system was never designed to make you great. It was designed to make you obedient to white supremacy. Take it or let it alone. So it tore Malcolm down, and while in prison, he got convicted of a burglary charge. While in prison, he met a man named the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Elijah Muhammad told you that despite of what white folks have told you, you're not a nigger. You're not a shine. You're not a cone. You're not a ham bone. You are a great one. You are God. When I'm looking at the black man, I'm looking at God, and pick Malcolm up. And Malcolm profound the whole world with his intellect. The whole world bowed down to a man with an eighth grade education, because edifice don't define education. It's how you learn and study. A big building, a white man signed diploma does not mean you educated. You can educate yourself. So I don't care if you don't have a high school diploma. I don't care what they told you. Whatever in life you want to achieve, you can do. If you look at Malcolm, Malcolm is an example for you. Harriet Tubman and slavery. She was hit upside the head, and she would black out. And every day she was told she was a nigger. We don't know if she was raped, because in those days you had no control over your body. The white man could knock on your door and rape your mother, rape your wife, rape your daughter. You could do nothing about it. But she still stood strong. She said she couldn't take it no more. She had to escape, but she didn't stop there. Once she got free, she went back and got her family. Once she got her family, she said she couldn't bear to see her brothers and sisters in bonds. She went back several times, risking her life. They had a bounty on her head. She was not selfish like many of us are. Part of getting up is loving people. Part of getting up is one thing, people. I look at the minister, Raheem Justice Hill. He don't hardly have anything. You know, when he came out, he did 40 years in the penitentiary, but he's given. You know, I had my car break down on me. He spent up there all day with me making sure my car got fixed. And I had my van break down yesterday. I watched him how, before I left, man, start that car. I'm going to make sure it's okay for you. That's a man who cares and who's caring and has a loving spirit. That's what Harriet Tubman had. You know what happened with Muhammad Ali? Muhammad Ali came along at a time, you should study these brothers. Muhammad Ali came along at a time where America was racist, 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 racist. You couldn't even look a white man in the eye. You were lynched for thinking the thought of talking back to a white man in the South. And he had backers because he won the Olympics in 1960. He won the Olympics. And when he won the Olympics, he had backers from Kentucky who backed him. And see, white folks got to control their nigga. That's how many of you are today. They control you. You can't rotate with the brothers because you control by massa. And they told Muhammad Ali they didn't want him being a Muslim. And he didn't care. He still kept rotating with Malcolm X. He kept learning from Malcolm. He listened to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when he got ready to fight Sonny Liston, he always was the underdog. They thought Sonny Liston was going to kill him. And right before the fight, he announced he was a Muslim. And they told him if he didn't denounce Islam, that he could not fight Sonny Liston. And he told him, well, the hell with it then. I guess I won't fight because I'm going to practice my religion and love my God and do what I think is right. You don't control me. I'm not your slave. And as he began to pack up and leave Miami, where he was training at, they said, wait, Ali, wait a minute. You can go ahead and fight him. It's okay. And then he fought and won Sonny, beat Sonny Liston, even though they tried to knock him down. And he became great, and he changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. And later on in life, because of his religion, he stood up for something. He ain't like us Negroes today, scared to speak up, scared to talk. Because of his religion, he said, I'm not going to the war, fight no Viet Cong. No Viet Cong ever called me a nigger. And they told him if he didn't fight, go and fight in Vietnam, they would take his title. And he took his title away. They tried to even lock him up. And he appealed it to the Supreme Court, and he said, you could put me in front of machine gun fire, and I will not denounce the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Islam. He said, I denounce you. You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me right here in America, so I'll be goddamn if I go to America and fight for goddamn Uncle Sam in a war that's not just. And he went on, and he stood strong, and the Supreme Court overturned the decision when he the decision for him to go to the war, and he went back on. And they thought it was over with it because he had been laid off 3 years. I'm making a point. He's laid off 3 years. And they didn't think he could beat George Foreman because he had lost to Joe Frazier. He lost to Ken Norton. And George Foreman annihilated him. And Howard Cosell would interview him. They would say, "This is Howard Cosell. I'm here with Muhammad Ali. Muhammad, do you think you could beat George Foreman? Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago." And Ali would just laugh and joke. Sometimes you got to make light of people who don't think you could do it. And he would tell Howard Cosell, he said, "Howard, I talked to your wife. I didn't want to bring it out, Howard. But that thing you got on your head is a phony, and it come from the tail of a pony. And I talked to your wife. She said, you're not the man you were 2 years ago." He said, "Howard, I've been training for this night. Fight. I've murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick." And he went on to beat George Foreman. So you cannot let somebody else's reality, I mean somebody else's opinion of you, become your reality. Their reality can't be your reality. No matter what they say you can't do, you got greatness inside you. You can live your dreams. You can do whatever you want in life. It's possible. Now, as I close, I just want to tell you something quick about Les Brown, and we're going to open the phone lines up. Les Brown, I told you, is a motivator. Everybody should look up Les Brown. Please look up Les Brown. He told a story, and this really should touch our hearts. He told a story how he was labeled with a learning disability. And he was one day going to see a friend in a class with a teacher named Mr. Washington. And he called Les Brown to the board and said, "Les, come and do this problem." He said, "I can't do that, sir." He said, "Why not? I'm EMT. I got a learning disability. I'm labeled educational mental retarded." He said, "Don't ever say that again. Don't let someone else's reality, I mean somebody else's perception of you, become your reality. There's nothing wrong with you. Get up there and do that problem." And he went on to try to do the problem. And the man mentored him and lifted him up. And he went on to graduate high school. A lot of us have been destroyed because people talk down about you. And so he went on and graduated. And he wanted to be a radio disc jockey. And Mr. Washington said, "Go ahead and start preparing. Go up and try. Go ask for an interview. Go ask, can you get the job?" He says, "Better be prepared for opportunity and not have one, and have an opportunity and not be prepared." I'm going to say it again. It's better to be prepared for opportunity and not have one, and have an opportunity and not be prepared. So he went up to the radio station. And he saw the program director. His name was Milton Butterball. And he said, "Hello, Mr. Butterball. My name is Les Brown. I want a job in radio." And Mr. Butterball said, "Do you have any experience?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, ain't no job for you." He said, "Mr. Butterball, how will I get the experience if you don't give me a chance?" He said, "I'm sorry, son. Ain't no job for you." So he went back heartbroken. He told Mr. Washington, his teacher. He just said, "Look, most people are so negative, they will say no 7 times before they give you a yes." So he said, "Okay," he got bright eye again. He said, "There's always hope. You can do it." So he went back the next day and said, "Hello, Mr. Butterball. My name is Les Bryce. I know your name. Didn't I tell you yesterday we don't have no jobs here?" He stopped before he could even get it out. He said, "Well, I thought somebody got fired. Well, somebody quit." He said, "No, didn't nobody get fired. Nobody quit. Man, get up out of here with that foolishness. Go on up out of here." So he went back home, came back the next day. "Hi, Mr. Butterball. My name is Les Brown. Man, didn't I tell you we don't have no jobs?" He said, "I thought somebody died, sir." "No, nobody died. Man, get up out of here." And so he came back the next day. He said, you know, he looked at him. He said, "Man, I told you don't come back up here." And he came back again. He looked at him with rage and said, "Now go get me some coffee." And he began to work and volunteer and be an intern. See, you got to pay dues. You see what I'm saying? Bobby Gore didn't get to be as great as he was by a fast track. Minister Rico didn't become great fast. It took time to get them to where they are. A lot of y'all want status, you want this, you want that, but you ain't willing to pay no goddamn dues. You got to pay dues to get somewhere. Les Brown paid his dues. And so he began to study the radio. He began to understand how the switches and knobs and all of the board work. And he'd go out and get coffee and run errands, and he would drive around the Supremes and the Four Tops and all of the, you know, the stars that time. And, you know what I'm saying, he did all that to pay dues. And so one day he was at the radio station. It was a radio disc jockey by the name of Rock, and Rock was drinking. And Les was pacing the floor back and forth saying, drink, Rock, drink. He said if Rock would have wanted some more, he would have got it for him. And he got so drunk that he couldn't continue the show. So the general manager, Mr. Klein, said, young man, he called him, Rock can't finish the show. He said, I know. He said, call somebody and see if you can get somebody up there, another disc jockey. He hung up the phone. He said, must think I'm crazy. And he called back 20 minutes later. He said, I can't get no one, sir. He said, you know how to work the board? He said, yeah, I know how to work the board. He said, well, go on and don't say nothing, okay? So he hung up the phone. He called his mother and called his girlfriend, Cassandra. He said, I'm about to be on the air. And he put on the old Stevie Wonder record and said, it's me, LP, Triple P, your platinum player. Before me, there was none. I'm your love man, ready to single, hot to mingle, qualified, duly qualified. I'm your love man. And went on and profound the world as a disc jockey because he had hope. He was hungry. He had dreams. He believed in himself. And I'm saying to you, we look at our brother, Raheem Justice El Minister Rico. He spent 40 years in that penitentiary. And I remember back in the 90s, we thought he was going to come home. He had a C number. And every year, that means you go up for parole. And we were hopeful. We spent thousands for lawyers, and every year they said no. But he never let it get him down. He never stopped hoping. He never stopped believing. And he did 40 years in the belly of the beast and came home 3 years ago, and he missed a beat. He didn't let it get him down. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He's moving around trying to accomplish things, trying to work with young people. He could have, a lot of people come out of prison not that much time, and they commit suicide because they can't adjust, or they do something so they can go right back. So he can do it at 70 years old, and he walks around like a young man, like he's 35 or 25. He got more energy than us, than me and Nunu. And Nunu is 29 or 30, and I'm 42. He got more energy than us. I can't keep up with the man. So if he can do it, let him be inspiration to you. You can do it. So I close by saying, if however long a log lies in the river can never become a crocodile. However long a log lies in the river can never become a crocodile. No matter what white supremacy has done to you, no matter what people have done to you, inside you is greatness. So we're going to come right back. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back and open the phone lines up. And I love you, brothers. Keep your head up. Let's stay positive. You know what I'm saying? Almighty.
Get out of town, my friend. Get out of town. We kill the men. We kill the women. We kill the children. We kill the baby. We kill the blind. We kill the cripple. We kill the crazy. We kill the faggot. We kill the wretched. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
Rage in my spirit. You're damn right, you fucking better fear it. A black man on a killing spree. Not my brother, but my goddamn enemy. Run, hide, but your time is up. Go pray to white Jesus, I don't give a fuck. I'm like Tucson or Destiline. I rip out your heart and tear out your spleen. I'm heartless and I'm feeling through devils. I am fucked in my fancy cause I'm a fucking rebel. Being here drove me to insanity. I need your Bible, fuck Christianity. Here I come, you better run, you're done. And goddammit, I kill devils for fun.
With a grave, shoot at the damn grave. Kill him again.
Hell, Shango, full of grace. Help me.
George Bush betrayed Sodom, then try to convey and shift the blame for life's problems. Sugar in the Babylonic walls called Solomon. The beast trying to bless you with a handful of pollen. The analogy of niggas on the ball court. When the average European shooting lights out in the side force, 40s in the mule, turn the 40s in the mansion. The common dropout won't get shipped in class action. The rich run amongst the same factions. The poor ask for more handouts before it now become ration. Go and see the debt spread, your poor get breastfed with lies. When in rocks gotta offer put your nest egg, speaker for the house. Most who mumble when it counts. That's why political corruption in the country so pronounced. So let these governments uproot the foundation. When things fall apart, we gotta start. I call a nation.
Hell, with your vicious venom, creating bullshit wars, just so you can live. Incisions made with your religious cries, while the pope and priest molest little boys. A cloud of deceit hovers over the White House. Bush is a liar, cut his tongue out his mouth. So a motherfucker, the flag. And when I see Don Imus, I'ma put his ass in the body bag.
See, the plan ain't black or white. Most people racking like for what you're for. Which are your morals, which your sacrifice. It's like the more we seem to value things, I like that's how it rings. This ain't the shit in your magazines. Plan ain't black or white. Most people racking like for what you're for. Which are your morals, which your sacrifice. It's like the more we seem to value things, I like that's how it rings. This ain't the shit you read in your magazine. Motherland, Africa for Africa, just bad. All my soldiers, the shit I ask you, tell me, once you get out, ask you, tell me, I'm not gonna depend on nobody else, man. We do it to yourself. Stand for our own business, our own home. Build our own nation, man. Let's do it.
That was your brother. I need more music. We got Do or Die. These are our brothers. They part of the family. They got a new album come out, and the old man say want all y'all to buy a copy of the album and support those brothers. We're gonna have them on the show next week to play their new album and promote the album. So go out and support them and support it. But we don't have to go running and begging to get record deal. We got enough brothers right here. We buy the brother's album, we can make them go gold ourselves. So let's promote them. I want to go back to our brother Prince Nunu. We loved your presentation, brother. You're extremely gifted. We loved it. So I want to just, to recap, and we're going to take some callers. Just take a minute to, let me know what you thought about the topic and just give us a few more words, and then we're going to go to some callers. Prince Nunu, you got the floor, bro. Are you there, bro? No, are you there? Let me see. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, I don't know. Okay, well, he stepped off for a second. Hey, Chief Snoop, go ahead and tell us what you think about the topic, and we'll take some more calls. Chief Snoop, you there?
Yes, sir. You hear me, bro?
I hear you. Yeah.
I think the topic is a very good topic for the simple reason that it opened your eyes to a lot of people have problems and they don't. I mean, they know they have problems, but they don't understand where they're at or why. And it's kind of hard for some people to get the proper advice and route to get out of that problem. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's good to have
you know, good brothers and sisters to support, a good support team around you. So in the event that you get knocked down, you got somebody. You don't have to get up by yourself. You got somebody to help you get up. And you know, it's totally necessary for us to have good brothers and sisters around us for our growth, because we all down and we all trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, personally, I think it was a great topic. It was a great topic. It's imperative that, you know, we build on a continuous goals that we have. We're trying to accomplish something, and, you know, it's all about us just, you know, being unified and having love, you know. If one of us fall or get knocked down, you know, I got your back. You got my back. So I think the topic was a good topic, and I appreciate Prince Nunu, Chief Rico, Chief Kamara, Lord Official, Lord Abdul, for, you know, you guys' heart and your knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to rotate with such scholars. You guys are scholars. You know what I'm saying? And I love you, brothers. And I ain't going to hold you up, you know. I ain't going to hold the floor up. I know we got callers wanting to speak. Almighty, brother.
Hey, we thank you, Chief Snoopy. You know, you've been a blessing to us, man. And I thank you. You know, you're definitely a counsel to me, wise counsel, man. I think let's go to our brother. Got 770-3071. His hand is up. I want to let him speak. 770. Last number is 3071. Tell us where you call. What's your name? Where you call? How you doing, brother? Okay.
I'm out of ATL's
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to comment on the topic on dealing with, like he was speaking about Mark Garvey. That one other person I kind of studied about coming up in his childhood. He had this white girl. No, I'm saying, I ain't gonna say girlfriend, but she was a girl that was a friend. Her parents had said, told his spies of the relationship, so he was licking all out of the world. No, I'm saying how black folks were treated, how they was. He came up with a slogan like, Africans came for the Africans all over the world and created UNIA, but specifically this story we speaking about in the topic, Marcus Garvey, when he went to Jamaica preaching about this story, you know what I'm saying, well, preaching about the UNIA, he was on, you know what I'm saying, he had set up a meeting where he was going to speak, you know what I'm saying, like passing out the information. I say about the first 2 months, you know what I'm saying, people just walking by, ain't nobody show up, like, ain't nobody went committed, like, you know what I'm saying, their brother just talking about somebody his mind, so faithfully, every day he said he was going to talk, you know what I'm saying, he said he came in the grind, his hat on his cane, and look, you know what I'm saying, looking at his cane like his cane was in the audience, and he was just speaking it to the cane, like, for the first 2 months, and folks just started seeing the consistency, and he wouldn't let up, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just, you know what I'm saying, it was something he loved to do, and, you know what I'm saying, just thinking about that and going, you know what I'm saying, like, one of the, survive type of thing, was saying the lit, it was like speaking of the outdoor law, I mean, he studied many books, he always saying that, man, all the authors of the book, with that I take and understand it.
Yeah, we waiting on to hear from you, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just getting down here, man, I couldn't hear this phone ringing, because he had the music loud in his car. Riding loud.
Okay, you ain't call in?
Oh, man.
Well, that was real brilliant, my brother. That was brilliant, and you know thank you for that, because that's a accurate depiction of Marcus Garvey, and you and I is one of our heroes, man, is Marcus Garvey, you know. So it's good to see you young and know that history. Let's go to 4-4-209. I'm sorry, go say it again.
Hey, pardon, I just want to invite everybody on to the event, though, like a universal demonstration we got going on this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. We got a a war banquet, a conference, and a march for healing and peace. I mean, at 1241 Joseph E. Boone, that going on the west side in Atlanta, and the war is here from 6 to 9, and the conference is from 10 to 5 p.m., and the march on that Sunday is from 1 to 4, and we, you know what I'm saying, there's a whole lot of stuff going on that day, and, you know what I'm saying, almighty to the bottom.
Okay, great, man. We appreciate you. We got a 912-583. Let's go to your line. And after this, we want to hear from our sister, Zenobia, our ambassador for the sisters in the state of Georgia. Let's go to 912-2039. Tell us where you're calling from and your name, brother or sister. Your line's open. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chief Kumar. I'm Lord Mikey, Chief of Security out of Willow County District out here in Georgia.
All right.
I just wanted to put my little input in. And it kind of go back to when we was talking about how, you know, life knocks you down, but you got to look up. Because if you can look up, you can get up.
Right. So
I done had my share of conflicts, but it all go back to I never lost faith, you know. I got right back up, and I feel like me joining this brotherhood of the Almighty, Vice Lord Nation, you feel me, it's making me a better man, because as the day goes, as these days go by, I feel like I'm improving on a whole lot of things. Like, I used to have a bad attitude. I mean, it's still kind of so-so, but, you know, bringing it together, you know. So I feel like I just wanted to tell you and the other lords and chiefs that gave us that lecture earlier, I really appreciate it, because it really opened my eyes to a bunch of things. So I ain't trying to hold up the floor any longer, you know.
Take your time. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 19.
19. Brother, that's beautiful. Brother, you know, we thank you and for participating, and that's what it's about, because, you know, we're not a gang. We're not a criminal organization. We're incorporated under Almighty Vice Lord Society Incorporated, and it's about positivity. It's about, you know, looking up, you know, those brothers who did time, like, you know, Minister Rico, they don't want you to go through the same things he went through. He wants you to be better than him. I want you to be better than me. So we thank you. At 19, we see his hope. So, brother, go study Les Brown. I know I didn't give his story justice. He could say it a lot better than I did, but I just thought it was just so profound I had to try to tell it. But, you know, study him, and we thank you, man, and we're proud of you. We love you, and, you know, stay strong and, you know, live your dreams, young brother, live your dreams. And so we're going to keep your line open. Almighty, we're going to keep your line open for you, brother. We got a 678-8710. That's the last number is 8710. Your line's open. 678-8710. Your line's open.
Almighty, peace and blessings, brother.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Brother Moss?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Good. Tell us where you're calling from, I know you're in Ohio, but tell us where you're calling from in Georgia.
The Gwinnett County area, up there with the brothers Maurice and Brother Bull.
Okay.
I have yet to reach out to the other brothers that's around there, but as soon as I get back, I'm gonna make it my duty to do so. But
okay.
Can I come back to, because I'm actually in the middle of delegating something.
Okay.
Not to say that it's more important, but I have to take care of it. You don't mind, sir?
Oh, no, no problem. Just mute your phone and we'll bring you back, all right?
All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Let's go to 404-209-8667. Your line's open.
Amen.
8667, your line's open.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Kwame, all right. What's up, Brother Kwame?
Chief Kamara, how are you?
My brother, I'm good. How about yourself?
I am well, and well, first I wanted to thank you for all the years I've known you. You've been probably the most committed, loving, selfless African person that I've known, and I'm from the continent of Africa, and I'm saying that with all sincerity. But listening to the show for the first time, listening to dialogue with the callers and your guests and the different people you have in place, I have to salute you for brilliance, your determination in proving that Black people, African people throughout the world are great, and we are far more brilliant and majestic than we can ever know. You've shown me a side of yourself that I haven't seen, although I knew it was there because, again, we've known each other for years. But I just wanted to just thank you for what you're doing. Very few people have the courage and the commitment to reach the type of audience that you're doing, that you're reaching, and it's touching me to just hear you. And I just wanted to just let you know, personally, from the bottom of my heart, how I appreciate you, and I love you, and I'm definitely going to work to support you in every and any way I can. So thank you again. I just wanted to just put that out there for you.
Well, Kwame, I thank you. I mean, you've been one of the most truest Africans I know, and you got a friend in these young brothers, but that are with us because you know, he's responsible for me, you know, my freedom. And he bailed me out, you know, of a jail when I went in, and has always been there for me, man. If I, you know, whatever I need, you know, support wise, he has been there. I mean, he just don't profess it out of his mouth. He puts the money where his mouth is. He back to school. He, you know, and he has a family of, how many children do you have, Kwame?
Six that live with me, and I have an older daughter that's 33. She's lives in Las Vegas. Seven children total.
Seven children. When I opened up my school in 2012, this brother actually, you know, gave me $600 or $700 just to help me. You know, and he's my number one supporter, and I thank you. We love you, brother, and you got a friend in these young brothers. You got brothers listening to you from the penitentiary, you know, right now, you know, that are right incarcerated in the belly of this beast right now. Yeah. So, brothers, mute your phone out. We don't want to, those of you that got your line, mute your phone out. All right. So, anyway, thank you so much, Kwame, and I want you to keep your line. People might have questions for you. This brother Kwame Lazarus, he's part of Sankore African Society, honorary brother of with us, the nation, so he's a good brother. Let's go to 604-404-7868. Your line is open.
Almighty brothers and sisters on the line today.
How you doing,
this
brother?
Brother Maurice.
What's happening?
I'm about to sit.
All right. Tell us your name. Tell us what you do. You know, and you know, talk to you. How you? What you thought about the subject today, Brother Maurice?
All right, Brother Maurice, out of Gwinnett County, Georgia, Chief Security, for the state I own is in. Man, I just want to say, man, that's just the most perfectest, you know, definition of men. Getting down, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, you got to stay down until you come up. So, you know, it's going to always be, you know, them times hard and, you know, the struggle and all that. So, all I can say is, you know, just keep striving, man, you know, for this righteous path, man. You know, everything going to work out. You know what I'm saying? We got too much love around, you know what I'm saying, be stuck in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I want to tell you, man, you know, I appreciate everything, man. You know what I'm saying? You the most uplifted brother, you know what I'm saying, I ever met, you know what I'm saying, as part of this organization. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, top my hat to you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Man, bro.
Everybody going through something out there. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. It might seem hard, like bro said earlier. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's still going, you know what I'm saying, it's going to bring you back to reality, to what you're going to keep striving. So, you know, ain't nothing can hold, you know what I'm saying, some almighty in our power to keep us down. Ain't nothing to hold that down.
Right.
Mighty.
Brother Mighty, thank you. Thank you so much, bro. You know, I thank you. This brother always has my back. He does security, you know, for his brother when I went down to Jackson, Mississippi. You know, he's a good brother, man. We love you, Brother Maurice. Thank you for everything, man. Thank you for being, you know, who you are, brother. And let's go to 770-925-6987. 470-925-6987. Is that you, Brother Mario? 470-6987. Your line's open.
Yeah, hey, brother. How y'all doing?
All right. Brother Mario, tell us your name, my brother. Well, I said it, but just say it again. Your name and what you do, and we're just happy to have you on board. You got the floor, bro.
My name is Lord Mario. I'm from Middle Tennessee, but I'm out here in Georgia, Latonia. It's been a long road for me too, brother, you know. I came from the bottom, man. I'm still at the bottom, but at the same time, I ain't stopped. I ain't gonna stop, you feel me? I came to Georgia in 2011 in hopes of, man, trying to change, make something different in my life, make something different with my being, my whole existence, you feel me? Because all I was doing was existing when I was in Memphis. That's all that, you know, I'm not going to say there isn't no righteous brothers there, but then for the most part, it's gangland. You know, I got tired of that, man, you know. I'm 30 years old, man, today. And I'm thankful, man, I was in the house fire when I was 1 year old, man, and it touched like 75% of my body, and by the most, I thank the Most High for allowing me the opportunity to be here on this conference call with you fellas and you brothers today, you know. I'm as healthy as they come, man. I ain't got no health problems. I'm still striving, man, standing strong and firm on my sword at all times. You know, I work at Atlanta. I work at the stadium, the new stadium they built in downtown, the Falcons Stadium. I'm just trying to keep my head up, brother. I haven't yet met any more brothers. You know, I work 6 days a week, so it's kind of hard for me to venture out. But I would like to take the opportunity, man. You know, someday soon, man, to meet a couple more of these brothers that I've been hearing on this line that's close by Atlanta.
Well, you know, July 11th is our Street Tribe Conference, and everybody, you know, from the state should make it their best effort to be there. So we definitely and you did time in the joint. How much time did you do? You just get out. You haven't been out a year yet, have you? Or has it been a year?
No, sir. It ain't been no year. I did 7 right. years in Memphis, man. I did 7 years in Memphis. I got out, wasn't out 2 years, came to Georgia with hopes to change, but I was put back in the situation that I was trying to get away from, and I buried arm against the brother, and I had just did 3 more years in Georgia, and I recently got out in October. And from October to now, man, I just been striving to do the best I can, man, to stay up out of them folks' chain, out of them folks' chain gang, man, you know. Because being in them, man, I felt no hope within myself. So now that I got an opportunity to do something and make a change within myself, I'm going to try every ounce of me. I'm going to put every ounce of me forward to seeing that I don't go back in that situation, you know?
Right. You know, I met the brother last year when I you know, came back to Georgia. And after I went through my little thing, but he basically, his brother is so ambitious. He told me he got out of the chain gang, and he could correct me if I'm wrong, and he basically didn't have no place to stay. He went to a lawyer's office, got in the shelter, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, got a job, worked. Now he's staying in his own house. He's finished school. He's finished, you know, he's going to get married pretty soon. He got a child on the way. I mean, he's done, I mean, in just a little short time, you know, from being homeless to doing all this and graduating. And the minister congratulated him on graduating from construction school, you know, getting his carpenter's license. He's union certified. I mean, all these things are a wonderful accomplishment. This is what they don't want us to talk about. They want us to all be, well, all of us are drug dealers and, you know, and pimps and all this stuff. Here's a brother, it's a prime example. Am I right, Mario, all that happened? Am I correct? Did I miss anything?
No, sir, you was on point.
Right. So tell us, you know, now since you rotated in Memphis, and not knocking Memphis at all, you know, any other state, but just how do you like the movie we have here in Georgia? We're trying to take worldwide. How do you feel about that? Your opinion?
I mean, from my opinion, man, you know, the movement that we are, you know, proceeding with today is like no other that I have seen. Like, even in the chain gang in Memphis, we had unity, but it was amongst your branch. Mm-hmm. There was a such thing as an AVLN, but it wasn't honor amongst everybody. So we begin to see what we got going on here is very. I'm thankful. I'm happy to be here. I was thinking the other day, man, if it wasn't for me coming to Georgia, getting arrested, getting incarcerated, and going through the changes and the trials and tribulations that I have overcame, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to be a part of something so beautiful, especially within the nation that I love. You feel me? So with that being said, you know, Memphis, it ain't like this in Memphis. There's no unity in Memphis. Not even in the same branch. There's no unity at all. So with me being here, man, I'm very thankful, man. I'm looking to see this whole thing through, you feel me?
Well, we definitely, Memphis is working with us, man. We're working with brothers there. So everybody getting on the same page. You know, Georgia, we're just getting that started now. One of the things that I've been asked to do is a spokesman for the positive programs, is try to implement this and do what I can. So we're going to take this worldwide, you know. Thank you so much. We love you, Mario. You're doing a tremendous job, man. And let's go 678-478-4817. Your line's open. 478-7217. Your line's open. And, boy, I know, boy, we're going to come to you next. Mighty, bro.
Right, this is Lord Marley from Glenwood, Georgia.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. All is well. And I got Lord J Man here with me also. But talking on the topic of faith, you know, man, I always say to myself, you know, when life throws you a curveball, man, you gotta hit it, man. You gotta clench up, hit it, and take control, man. You know, and I teach my brothers around here, you know, to be mighty, you know, and I mean, it is what it is with the brothers down here, but, you know, we got to stay on top of our game, man. Whenever we get down, man, we got to lift one another up. You know, it's all mighty this way, man. That's all I want to speak on.
Yeah, well, you located in what area now? You in down in, where are you? What area are you in?
Yeah, I'm in Glenwood. I'm down by Abdul and Official.
Okay, all right, brother. Well, that's good. We're gonna look forward to seeing you July 11th, man. Look forward to seeing you July
11th. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, definitely. Let me go to my brother Bull. I know he wanted to say something. We can go to Big Hardy too. All right, let's go to Bull 1 second. Boy, I'm trying to find you, brother. 601. Boy, your line's open, brother. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. That's my mistake. Bear with me just a second. Let's go to another call, and we'll come back to Boy. Oh, boy, here you are. 601. I see you, brother. I'm sorry. This brother's been waiting for a minute. 601. Almighty, what's happening?
What's happening? It's Lord Bull, man. 5-star bunch league. CVL, I demonstrate right under Chief Kamar Sangella, a brother whom I love and respect. It's crazy because we got relations to this situation as far as, you know what I'm saying, like when you're being down, you know what I'm saying, look up, to reach up, you know what I'm saying? And when you reach up, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a brother that there to help you get up, you know what I'm saying? And I've been through that, and I experienced that with Chief Kamar. I had a situation, and I was down bad, man. It wasn't nothing else. It was either, if it wasn't for Chief Kamar, I'd be in penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you always got a hand out there, man, especially when you got brothers around you, man. It's always good to demonstrate with your brothers and just to rotate with them, man, get to know your brothers, you know what I'm saying, personally on a one-on-one level. Y'all know me, I'm not a man of much words, you know what I'm saying, but when I do speak, I try to speak highly of my brothers and highly of our situation and where we're going with our goals. So, man, it's
right.
Blessings to all my brothers, man. I give honor and thanks to each and every one of the brothers that we've lost for the cause. He's mighty.
All right, mighty, bro. Thank you, Brother Bull. He came down to Chicago for Pop's birthday. You know, he was everybody loved him. My mother, he's such a respectful young man. I know I'm hard on you sometimes, bro, because I just see such potential in you, man. But I love you. You're a strong, strong warrior, man. That's why I stay on you, you know, because I want our future leaders, and you're young. And you did, how many years did you do in the, you did time. How much time did you do?
I did 5 in Georgia State Penitentiary, then a couple
right.
camps, Hancock, got off to Coffee Correctional, kind of bounced around.
Now, this is what amazes me about this brother. He was a young guy. I think he was like 17 when he got convicted. And they tried to get him to talk. He told them if he would talk, they would just, he'd get his sentence lightened. He told them, hell no, he ain't talking. He ain't no snitch, and he's a stand-up guy. And that's also, you know, having strength in your convictions, you know. And that's one thing I admire about the brother. Am I right, Nick? They try to get you to talk, and you wouldn't talk, right?
Yeah. Actually, my partner, man, my right hand, you know what I'm saying? He's my right hand man. He gangster. We move together every day, all day, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how we demonstrate. And back then, we was young, and that's how we moved. And I could have been home. I ain't had to spend 5 years. All I had to do was take the opportunity they gave me. It ain't in my blood.
Brother, that's why I said you inspire me. That's a strong, strong brother. Thank you so much. I want to go to our brother, Brother Kaba. I gave him an African name last week, his holy name. Brother Kaba, a.k.a. Big Hardy, a.k.a. Big Shay, a giant down there in Cairo, Georgia. Let's go to Big Hardy, Brother Kaba. You got the floor, brother. Brother Kaba, Big Hardy, you got the floor? Okay, we'll come back to the brother. Maybe he's got his phone on mute. Let's go to 234. Last four numbers, 6420. Your line's open. I'm sorry, 6420, your line's open.
Yeah, palms up and extended. Almighty, how everybody doing?
Good, we doing good.
Good. This is Laura Wade. I'm calling from out of Warren, Ohio.
All right, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, man?
How you doing? Always from Ohio. How life treating you?
Oh, all is truly well, brother. All is truly well. How about yourself?
Everything's good, bro. It's good to hear your voice, bro.
Oh, for sure. Likewise. Good to hear everybody. Glad everybody doing well. Glad to hear everybody's voices. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I really don't got too much to say. You pretty much summed it all up. I was loving that Les Brown story. I'm going to even look him up when I get back to the house.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, thank
for
you,
sure,
bro. Let's go to it.
I was just saying that, you know, with Brother Snoop, you know, hold your head, you know. Brother Rico, hold your head, you know, two people behind that cage. And just like what you were saying, I mean, life is going to give you, it's going to knock you down. I mean, as long as you looking up, you can get back up. Man, that's definitely the truth, man, you know. And stay prayed up, too, you know. If you prayed up, ain't no sense of worrying, you know. If you're going to worry, don't even bother to pray. So, I mean, as long as you touch with Allah, man, you touch your higher power, you have nothing to worry about, man. Just take advantage of the opportunity that you have here on this earth. You know, and basically, I mean, that's all I got to say, man. You know, peace and blessings to all the brothers and sisters. And Almighty.
Mighty, thank you so much, bro. Let's go to Brother Houdini, Chief Houdini, and Brother, you got the floor, bro. Houdini, you there? Okay. Well, his call.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, brother, you got the floor, bro.
I feel kind of bad, bro. I don't feel like even speaking, man. I got sick when I got back down here.
Okay.
Like my stomach fucked up. But I'm still listening.
All right, well, we keep you in our prayer. We hope you feel better, beloved. We definitely keep you in our prayers, man. All right, let's go to 229-702. 229-702. 229-702-6561. Your line's open.
Pause on Almighty.
Almighty, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, Brother Snoop, Brother Kamar, Chief Kamar?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Man, the fellas had a goal today. We on positive things. We got a spot and everything. And we're
okay.
Doing good. All
right. Well, that's
like
beautiful, man.
Yeah. Like I said, I love all of y'all everywhere. All of us, Lord. Almighty to everybody. Thank you for the today.
Yes, sir. We thank you. We thank you, little brother. How old are you, brother?
Sir.
How what's your age?
I'm 29, sir.
Okay, 29. Yes, sir. All right. Well, that's beautiful, man. We thank you so much, bro. We thank you so much. Well, we down the last 2 minutes of the show, and I just wanted to thank you, you know, and thank you everybody for participating, listening, you know, and being part of it, you know. We definitely are happy to have you on here. So y'all stay prayed up, like the brother said, and keeping things positive, man. So we leave you. We're going to end it with a song, Back to the Shy, Peace and Blessings. It's your brother, Chief Kamar, National Spokesman. We up.
I'm going on my journey. And get my Mac on at the plaza while I was shopping. Hat broke to the left, black and gold, no joke. Careful walking through the mountain, cause it's nothing for the folks. Get toast, I'm Willie P with my lords in the molds. Or sit back talking shit with them solid foes. I was a kingpin, and the shot was my throne. Always got good advice from Mama Stone. 100 deep, the 9-5 was our spot. If you represent the wrong, then your ass will get dropped. This is the chief representing till I die, and I'll always come back. Back to the shy.
Come back to me.
Back to the shy.
Come back to me.
Back to the shy.
Come back to me.
Back to the
shy. Come back to me.
Back to the shy.
Surely I was blessed by the lead
in the shot. I put my top hat on and raised my cane to the sky. Cause in the shy, it's all good in the hood. There's a code of ethics that must be understood. And our brotherhood is strong as can be. You got a problem with them, you got a problem with me. There's no place like my city on earth for my brothers and sisters. My love begins at birth. And since birth, I've been giving them hell. So they gave me 6 months in Cook County Jail. But that's alright, cause I came out swole. Spitting new lick for the Friday's goal. I come as I am as I come. The elite that make no fool, so I can never be dumb. This is the chief, loving the city till we die, and I'll always come back. Back to the shop.
Come back to me.
this, a state of mind. The gold light shines on me so I can never be blind. I'm dressed in all black cause I'm blessed from above. I stand on my square and spit the statement of love. The Lord's out west can never fail. A toast to the mighty holy city Lawndale. I salute the elite, I throw up my five hand. I would give all I could just to free the old man. When I saw you at Dixon, you gave me words to the wise. Took heed to what you said, now I'm beginning to rise. The shine made me tough so I can handle life. Sometimes it knocks you down and stab you like a knife. Life is a journey, and even though I'm grown, there's nothing like returning home. When I wrote these words, it almost made me cry. So I'm always coming back, back to the shine.
Soul Vegetarian? Soul Vegetarian phone number?
The phone number for Original Soul Vegetarian is 77322.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, hello, how you doing? Hello?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, good, good. All right, you what time you close?
I close at 8.
At 8, dang, it's too late, okay. Is can I put an order in, or it's too late?
Well, it depends on, because the dentist is sold out of dentists already.
Oh, you don't have anything available? Okay. All right, thank you.
All right.
You still there, Chief? Chief, come on. Chief, come on. Chief, come on. Come on. Chief.
I think that brother hungry.
So I don't got this.
Hello, Chief. Chief Kamora. Hello, Chief Kamora.
Hey, bro, I think we don't two online, bro. Nah, not really.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I put in the show. But, yeah, man, everybody liked your comments. The old man heard you, you know. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just kicked back.
Yeah, it's still on?
You still got brothers still on the line, though.
Oh, yeah, let me end the app. Let me see if I push it in here. Hold on.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to go to the vegetarian spot. Hold on.
Yeah, we
still
hear you on that line.
Yeah, that's it. That's the show should be ended. It's in episode. Oh, there you go. That's why. Yeah, Snoop on here.